Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy Roberto, and of course, this is the Mighty Black Hand Podcast. Coming live and direct from Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. Hope everybody had a good weekend, and I hope everybody had a good day, period. It was my wife's birthday. Happy birthday to her from yesterday, and so on and so forth. Before I begin, I want to tell everybody that in 2 weeks, I'm going to be shutting down my podcast. Now, some people will come up with excuses like I'm not getting a big audience, or because, you know, people are not paying attention to what I'm saying, and just all kinds of other kind of excuses. My excuse is simple. No one listens to me anyway. And I mean it in a good way. I mean, I know people can make up their own minds, and this world, in this age, everybody has an opinion, and everybody is, you know, had the right to their opinions. So, I had some time, a lot of time, to think about it. I had a little stint in the hospital again. I will get into that somewhere down the line. But as I was sitting in the hospital, I was thinking to myself that there is a lot of people doing podcasts right now. From what the last time I read is over 50,000 of them, if you can believe that. Some are about sports, some are about life, period, some are poetry, and some play music, and some are just to do what I'm doing, which is talking to all of you and giving my opinion about stuff that's the main topic of everybody's, you know, day. Whether it be about politics, which I could not stand talking about even now, or just regular old TV shows. I try to bring everything I could to my audience, all seven of them. And it seems that, you know, the more I try, the worse I get at it. So the only person I'm blaming for my podcast downfall is myself. Now, I never had any kind of any special people on here. I try to keep up with current events so I can actually talk about that as well. Some of it was on point, and some of it, you know, sounded really, really strange. And you don't have to say it because I said it. And then there's times where, you know, I couldn't come up with anything. I can talk about stuff that other people are talking about, but how many times can you hear about one subject before you say, oh my God, why the hell are you still talking about this? So I came to the conclusion that I've been doing this for a year and some months now. So I figured, well, I'm going to go ahead and just pack up my tent and shut everything down. I know there's a lot of younger people out there that are doing better podcasts than my old ass. And I give them, you know, more power to them because they are young and they are the future. And they're talking about stuff that's way more important and way more exciting than what I talk about. And then also, you know, it's just, this was something to get my voice heard. And sometimes it was heard, and sometimes it was just like, why the hell we listen to this damn fool? I don't know. But either way, it'll all be over in 2 weeks. So you will hear my voice a few times in a few weeks, and then the 2 weeks from this Sunday will be my final broadcast. So I hope you tune in for that if you have not turned into anything else that I have done. But moving on until that day, as you know, as of midnight, Black History is over. So that means all the rednecks that have been hibernating in their trailers and drinking their beer and trying to not hear anything that had black or lives in it, you can come out of hiding now with your AR-15s, your Smith & Wessons, your Winchesters, and your trucker hats and everything else. And you can have your rallies, you can have your, you know, that man's rallies, your seep caps, your busta caps, or whatever kind of caps that you want to have. You can go back to saying that, you know, you love your country, but you will shoot everything in the country that's here, and say that you're doing it in the name of patriotism, which we all know that you're fucking not. And then you can also say that, you know, you come out and say that, you know, we don't know why the hell they have a black history, because they don't, niggas don't do a damn thing. And all those other type of stuff that you wish you could have said in February, but you just couldn't say it because it was black history. So now you can go ahead and say it freely and have everybody mad at you, and you look at me like you don't give a shit, put your AR-15 hanging from your waist, saying that you know, while God Bless America is hanging behind you. In other words, the black part of the history is over. And it was a very, you know, it wasn't as, you know, colorful as usually as other black histories. I mean, black people in these last couple of years have, well, actually, shell, the last 4 years have caught hell from pretty much everybody and their grandma. We got hell from the police, got hell from, you know, politicians. We got hell from, you know, Karens and Kens and Barbies and everybody else in the damn world. And it just, you know, we've been through the ringer, as usual. But it seems to me that no matter how many centuries go by, how many years go by, what country you live in, or what society that you know, live around, there's always going to be one thing that stays current. And that is hate. Hate, 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 hate. Someone is not going to like somebody because they don't like something on them, or because they're there, or whatever. And in the last year, since COVID started out, Asian Americans have been catching hell. Getting stabbed, getting beat up, thrown around, stuff like that. Like, beating up an Asian or Chinese American or Chinese period is going to stop the coronavirus right in its tracks, or COVID virus, or whatever the hell they're calling it these days. And it just shows you that whatever kind of stuff that's going off is started by, if they so-called started by somebody, then they're going to take it out on the first person they think is that thing, that person. Now, black people have been getting it for years, so we don't count. We're like kind of like a, you know, like a, if you can believe this, a safe haven. Because we've been ramshacked, we've been beat up, we've been shot, we've been blamed, we've been called names, we've been in jail, everything. So we are actually kind of out of this scenario. What I'm talking about is that Mexicans and, or Latinos, sorry, Native Americans, you know, people from like Uganda and, you know, sort of outside of our United States, I'll put it that way. And anytime somebody from one of those countries do something to the United States, the people within this country catches the damn hell for it. Prime example, 9/11, worst terrorist attack in U.S. history. And the first thing people started doing after 9/11 was attacking Muslims. Like the Muslim down the street at the store that's wearing his mask and selling food is giving out back coordinates to shoot up a damn building. So let's go in there and whoop his ass real quick and we'll feel better. Yeah, that didn't happen. We're still actually fighting that war, by the way. Let's see here. And now we got China, got Asian American, got Asians. You got people up there stabbing them, Asians in the back, whether it be Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees. And they think they're doing their part to kill COVID, which is the most dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard of. Because stabbing a person is, last time I heard, attempted murder. And to do it to a person that you think is the reason why we all have that coronavirus is here is even fucking stupider than that. So, you put those two together and you have a very, very extremely dumbass person. I hope the guy that did that stabbing in, I think it was in New York or whatever, and he stabbed that Asian man in his back, which is probably the most cowardliest thing in the world to do, but, you know, what do I know? And, you know, you got this, you're stabbing these Asian people and beating them up and slapping them around and everything. Do you really think there's going to solve anything besides you being a fucking idiot? I don't think so. I think that you just look like a really racist bastard that has nothing else better to do than to come out with a butcher knife and stab an Asian person in the back because, hey, they might have brought COVID here. Give me a fucking break, okay? Seriously. And, the racial tension in our world really, really boggles my mind. It really does. We all have been living on this big-ass ball for however how long. It's been spinning, okay? We have been on one side of the country or the other. We've been on one side of the world or the other. We all have our countries that we may have migrated from or actually came from. And we've been doing this for millennia. And yet, we still try to figure out ways to blow each other off the face of the fucking earth. Or kill us with guns, or shoot us down, or stab us with knives, and everything else. People think we got a clue by now, but guess not. So, and back to the rednecks that were probably hibernating during the Black History Month, because God knows they don't want to be around for that. Every time you guys decide to have a quote-unquote rally, why the hell you got to bring your goddamn guns to it? Tell me that. Because that's like saying, okay, why don't you just put some damn sheets on and put some little dunce caps on with holes in them and just call it what the hell it is. It's a Klan rally. Yeah, that's what they call it now. Yeah, that's what they used to call it back in the day. You know, white power, you know, fist in the air. Yeah. But no, now they're out in the open. Let me see. When a police officer first starts, he's a uniformed police officer. Okay? He's a uni. Now, when they get a detective badge, they become detectives. They're undercover. So, in theory, Ku Klux Klansmen were the officers of their, whatever the hell you want to call it. And now they're all detectives, and they all graduated to not wearing a sheet on their head. They just wear Kevlar and bullets and everything else with guns that really don't need to be used in everyday life, but they got them anyway. And they hate people that looks like me, you know, or look like somebody else that's not white. Why in the hell do y'all got to bring guns to every damn thing y'all do? Seriously. And then that's another thing. I know I've talked about guns before, but I just got to really, really strike this home, okay? Now, every time one of you, you know, American patriots, as you call yourselves, the ones that, you know, raided the Capitol a couple months ago, every time y'all decide to have your quote-unquote rallies, the first thing you see is a person with a damn gun that has 15 different damn, you know, initials on it. AR-49, 16, 16, 12, and 15, 14, and all that type of shit. Stuff that, why the hell in the hell did you get this damn gun? But that's another story. But when you raided the Michigan State House, talking about you want to talk to the senator or the governor, whoever the fuck you want to talk to, again, you brought guns to the party. And those damn guards in that damn building need to all be fucking fired because they just stood there like, hey, guys, how you doing? You guys want some chicken? And stood there and they got screamed at and everything else. Not a damn thing happened. Same thing at the rally at the Capitol. Nothing. So this just shows you how twisted still this country it is. So when things like Black History come up, is for Black history. Now, our history is very, very sketchy because some people think that we shouldn't have a history at all because we're niggers. And we don't supposed to have no kind of history whatsoever. I don't know why the hell those colored people got history. Well, Black people, or African Americans, as they like to call them now, we have done a lot of stuff in history. But the thing about it is, though, it was all covered up because, not because that we didn't do it, it's because of what the person that did it, which is an African American. Flying planes in World War II. Nah, no, we can't give you no awards for that. We can say it out on the paper or something, and that'll be it. Saying your name out loud, it means that you are a colored guy that we really support. Yeah, sure. See here. Policeman. Gets shot at just like any other cop. But when a black man, back in those days especially, gets shot, oh, okay, well, we can always get more recruits. Okay. But the one thing that we are always known for and always known to be the best at is either sports, singing, or dancing. Now, if you can sing high notes that you can break glass, oh, they love your ass. Love you to death. Oh my God, I'm your biggest fan. Yay. And if you can throw a ball, catch the ball, dunk the ball, do it while drinking coffee while you're going up for a dunk and everything. Oh my God, we love you. I need an autograph. Autograph my jersey. Or if you can tap dance, break dance, MC Hammer dance, whatever kind of dance. Oh my God, I love you. Saw my pajama bottoms or whatever the hell you want to call it. But if you don't do any of that shit, then basically you aren't shit. And sometimes, and I am, please do not take this the wrong way, African Americans, because you know what's true, and you know damn well I'm telling the truth about this. Some African Americans, in some cases, bring that shit on their damn selves. And you're probably saying, geez, Rob, what do you mean? Well, what I mean is that, yeah, there are a lot of good dancers, there's a lot of good singers, there's a lot of good artists, period. Okay? I grew up watching several of them, and they're not here anymore, which makes me very sad. But the thing is, when you're not singing or dancing or playing an instrument or anything like that, you need to watch what the fuck you're doing, because they're watching what the fuck you're doing. But if you step out of line just a little bit, not even just a tad, like a centipede a little bit, they will take that shit and they will run to left, right, and fourth field somewhere. And that will be the legacy that you'll have to the day you fucking drop. If they hear you smoking weed, they already think you're a drug addict. So, okay, well, you're smoking weed, so you must be a druggie. And then you start doing other things. Then you become one. And then you'll prove their fucking point. If you are having attitude, I mean, yeah, sometimes you don't want to be bothered, especially if you've been on the road or something, you've been singing all damn day and everything else. But if you cop an attitude with one news reporter, one, oh my God, you would think that you had told everybody in the damn news reporting system to kiss your black ass, and they would run you into the fucking ground with it. And hip-hop and rap. No one likes rap music. It's already been known. I love rap music myself, but there's 10,000 people that'll say, no, I hate that shit. Hip-hop music. I don't like hip-hop music, because I don't call it rap music and hip-hop music. It's not the same thing to me anymore. It's not. The shit that you see now with the guys with the gold in their mouths and the platinum chains and got tattoos every goddamn way on their faces and their hair and all that type of shit, and making these damn songs that you can't understand a goddamn thing they fucking saying. Yeah, that's not rap to me. That is just bullshit. Okay? Now, you get all this fucking money. Okay? You got all these guys hanging around you like they are some goddamn leeches. And then you got all these people riding your ass because you are whoever the fuck you think you are. And you acting like your mom and dad never put a fucking foot in your ass while home training. Then you are going to be labeled a lot of shit. Sometimes by your own damn people. Now, I understand that you want to be, you know, you want to be original and you want to be like, you know, like nobody else and all that type of stuff. But I understand that. Everybody that comes into the entertainment industry is like that. But you got to have some fucking talent. All the damn rap stars that I grew up with, they got talked about. They got kicked out of venues. They weren't even allowed to fucking, like award shows, like major ones, like the Grammys and the American Music Awards and all that type of shit. No, they didn't get no damn room up in there because they didn't figure what they were doing was real music. They still don't. And they clawed, they fought, and they had to do other things to get even fucking noticed. They had to start acting or dancing or whatever to even get one third of what they got. And what do the future generation of rap music do with that? No, they don't talk about, you know, love in the ghetto. They don't talk about unity. They don't talk about, you know, left drugs and all that type of stuff. Stay in school. You must learn. KRS-One. And everything else like that. No. Oh, no. They talk about fucking Maybachs. They talk about fucking eight men, women, like eight room mansions and tricks that won't even talk to them because they got money. They'll talk to them because that, but if they didn't, they wouldn't even give them the time of day. And all this other shit. And every single hip hop artist is the same goddamn way. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't give a damn about your damn Maybach. You can't probably even spell fucking Maybach. Okay? Give it a fucking rest. Or your millions of dollars and everything else, and you know, you own fleek and wearing skinny ass fucking jeans like you ain't ate a goddamn meal in your entire damn life. You got tattoos everywhere like you a goddamn billboard and all types of shit. So some of that I can understand why people look at you like, oh my god, what the hell is this guy doing here? Because if you look like a thug and you act like a thug, guess what? Affleck. Okay? Sorry. And I'm call me old, call me old fashioned, call me stuck in my ways. I've said the same damn thing about my mother and her and my father's music. And I listen to that shit every day now. Because it was respectful. It was tasteful. It was listening to. It was better to listen to. This shit now, man, I'm like, what the hell is he saying? I sat here and watched a video on Yo MTV, which they don't even play video, so this is very rare. And this guy came on, I don't even know who the fuck this dude was. And he's like, what the hell are you fucking saying, dude? Wait a minute, hold on, stop, hold on a second. Rewind that shit, say it real slow or something. I don't know what the hell he's saying. And that's bad for me. I've been listening to fucking rap music since 1983. Okay? I ain't afraid to say that shit. And half the damn groups I listen to either are on their way to the Hall of Fame already fucking there. Okay? They're there when people are saying, why the hell is this rap music in here? This ain't no goddamn rap. This ain't rock and roll. What the hell's going on here? Hating like a motherfucker. But you are taking... I guess what I'm trying to say is that if you don't know the craft that you are in, then you should really not be fucking doing it. Seriously. All the damn bone and even Bone Thugs and Harmony, I can understand their ass better than the damn shit that we got right now. That is crazy. Okay? Because Bone Thugs, they can like, bah, 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 you know. And it's like, okay, I can understand that shit. Okay, yeah, oh, that's deep. The shit now, it's nothing deep. If you don't hear about the money, you hear about the cars. You hear about the cars, you hear about the women. You hear about the women, you hear about the damn motels and the Maybachs and the damn yachts and every damn thing else that you are just doing this in a video. Showing off jewelry that you brought and everything. And you wonder why the fuck, by the time you get my fucking age, you're broke into a goddamn joke. Doing reality shows. No type of shit. To make a goddamn income. So. I'm sorry. Every time I think of rap and hip hop, I just go off. But seriously though. Black history is American history. We've been here from the goddamn jump, okay? The Indians were killed off, and the black people were brought in. And we've been bustling since we got here. And not just to be looked at as humans. So, you know, it's just like, okay, but people, some people, not everybody, just some, still think that black people should not be hanging around white people. There are white people right this fucking moment. They're calling a black person or African American the N-word. And just laughing. What a stupid N-word. Okay, what is this, 1943 or 2021? But the thing about it is, though, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes I laugh at it. Because half of the kids that are being born right now are only half black. My daughter is half black. Because I had her by a Caucasian woman. And most of the kids are light-skinned or they got tan-looking kids and stuff like that. So somebody liked a damn black person. You know, come on now. And it's getting fucking ridiculous. So now you got people like your ex-president up here talking about, we got nothing to do. And I told you, I'm not going to say his fucking name on here. I may say it before that because I am about to go off the air, but still. The fact is that there's hate mongers every damn where. Everybody hates somebody. For some reason, for some way they look, for what they talk, what they can't understand, what they're scared of, and everything else. And as long as people walk the earth and can breathe and eat and everything, we will all hate each other. Sorry to say. These last 2 weeks, I'm about to keep the most realest shit that you ever heard come out of my mouth. We all hate each other, okay? Let's just fucking face it. Somebody doesn't like me because I'm black. I might not like somebody because they're white or whatever. And I have friends of every spectrum. White, black, Indian, Malaysian, Asian, Korean, everybody. I try my best to get along with every fucking body because that's what my mother and my father taught me to do. And I try to do it every fucking day with every fucking body. But there's that chosen few that thinks that there should be a big ass wall right in the middle of the United States that separates the colored people from everybody else that they think is important. And if it was up to other white Americans, there would not be a shred of any religion or color or anything else in this damn country. We'd be put on boats, put on trains, put on planes, whatever, to get us the fuck up out of here. So it can be crispy, clean linen, white. So apparently, God must have a very, very extremely humorous heart. Because if you wanted this whole country and this world to be crispy and owned and ruled by white people, they wouldn't have put me here then. I'm like, hey guys, how you doing? Hey, can I have some of those chicken wings over there? I was invited to the party and wasn't invited to the party, okay? But black history is my people's history. It's what we did throughout the history of this country and other countries. It is something that we did to contribute to the history of this fucking nation. But we still had to sit in the back of the bus. We had to still sit in the color section of a diner or whatever. We got to get called colorful names and everything else. But let one black person say something like, y'all need to start treating us like we some damn people or else, or something like that. And pow, they're dead. Beggar Image, dead. Malcolm X, dead. Dr. King, dead. Huey P. Newton, dead. Geronimo Platt, Brack, dead. Everybody. Anybody that made to try to make it that we can speak up for ourselves and be our people and everything else. Oh, no, we can't be having that shit. But Colonel Cracker over here could walk into a church and be in full-blown KKK, you know, uniform and praise God and tell him to watch over him and keep us all safe while we kill these niggers down the street and burn their church and burn the cross in their yard. Everybody say amen. Amen. What the fuck? Okay? And I remember when I remember the first time I went to Dillon, South Carolina with my father. I was a little kid then. And we were driving around this area where he lived, where he grew up in. There's not much in Dillon, unless it changed in the last 40 years. But, you know, there wasn't nothing there when I was there. And we're driving around. And my dad slammed on his brakes. I mean, and we're driving a semi, by the way. And we come to a halt in the middle of the road. There was nobody coming anyway, so it was a two-lane road, so we were good. My dad gets out the truck. He walks across the street. He gets his hands on his sides. It's kind of like, wow. So, of course, you know, me being the curious kid that I am, I got out and I was like, Dad, what are you looking at? He looked at me, looked out at this land, full of land and everything. He says, I grew up on this land. I was like, this land here? He's like, yes, this land right here. He walked away from it when he was 17, 18 years old or something like that to join the fucking Navy. And he was telling me that he showed me where his house used to be. I mean, miles he had to walk to the next damn house because it was pretty spread out those days. And everything else. So in actual reality, I was celebrating Black history and real history. My family's history, right there in front of me. And I just don't understand to this very fucking day when all those people were yelling at those kids that were going into that high school to be in, you know, segregated and everything, or integrated, telling them to go home. Go back to Africa. Africa was getting their ass whooped as well, okay? Any person that was darker skinned, blacked, they got it from everybody else. We couldn't catch a break to save our goddamn lives. There was no room on this big ass planet for our people. So the people that lived here, that grew up here in this great nation of ours and everything, some fought for it. They didn't give a shit. Died for it. Okay. Well, that's what he's supposed to do. He's American. Oh, he's American when he got this green uniform on. But as soon as he takes it off, he's a nigger again. Gotcha. Okay, it's kind of like Superman with his, you know, Clark Kent thing. I gotcha. But now, it's all over. March 1st is here. Black history is over. So now you can return to regularly hate all people because they look different and pulling out your AK-47s and taking pictures with them because you have nothing else better to fucking do. You can go back to doing that now. You go forth and be stupid. But for the rest of us and the rest of those people that sacrifice a lot to become even known as Black history, my hat goes off to you. And I thank you for leaving us with history that we can be proud of and stuff that we can tell our grandchildren, our great grandchildren, their children, and everything else. Because it was up to the man, there would not be a Black history anything. We would still be on plantations, still wearing rags on our heads, singing We Shall Overcome while picking this cotton, and eating chitlins or hog maws that came from the master's house, the main house, of course, and not knowing what they were eating. So, it's a bittersweet feeling. I know there will be more Black history to come, well after I'm in my 50s or 60s or 70s. Some of it I will remember, some of it I probably won't. But my thing is that do not give the ammunition to anybody that's not Black. But then again, Black people will shoot you down faster than white people these days. And that's another thing. Okay. Now, we can come together to do rowdy shit, like riots and protesting and calling the cops out and everything else like that, then that's great. I understand that, because I would do the same thing. But after all that dies down and you get what you want, maybe, maybe not, or whatever like that, why go back to killing each other? Why? What the hell did Pookie and John John down the street do to Lil Leroy and his boys up here on the top of this street? What the hell did they do besides sit on their damn porch mind their own fucking business? Probably wearing the wrong colors. Still stupid. But as soon as a white cop kills a black kid or a black man or anything else,
oh, we gotta come together.
Really? Well, last time when you shot my brother in the fucking face with that AK-47 you're holding, you wouldn't try to be like that. But now you do. Seriously? Make up your fucking minds, basically. Either you are down with the dark causes, or you don't give a shit about them. That pisses me off, too. Because you can go out and gun this dude down, and if you ask me, and some of you will take this the wrong way, and some of you, I don't give a damn. Y'all don't like to get fucking hit. You're too damn pretty. Okay? Y'all too clean. Y'all too swagging and all that bullshit. You don't want to get knocked to the ground. Go, oh my God, you must have my Jordans. Fuck your Jordans. Fuck your Jordans. Fuck your Versace, Finacci, whatever the hell else you're wearing. And fight me. I'm not going to shoot you. You probably shoot me because you're a cowardly bastard, but whatever. So it's just really, it's a twisted month in February. Because we're supposed to be celebrating those that made history for us. And we're making ourselves history by going out in the damn street and shooting somebody for no fucking apparent reason at all. You can't have it both fucking ways. Either you respect me or you don't. You either are down with black lives or you don't. Either you're going to fucking kill me or fight me like you got some goddamn balls. It's up to you. But all those others that love to see us kill each other and destroy each other and everything under the sun, well, I hope you're having a good show. I really do. I hope you're sitting at home eating popcorn watching, hey, look at all these Negroes kill each other. I hope you're enjoying it. I really do. Because that just shows you how twisted and fucked up you really are. Just my opinion. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're in March. And it's been a whole damn year since this COVID shit started. It spread like a goddamn wildfire in California during Santa Ana winds. So please, for the next 2 weeks, just hear what I gotta say. And if it still does not jog your entrance, then there's a good reason I'm leaving. But if not, I understand. If it does, I should say, thank you. I mean, yeah, sometimes it's really crazy to have a podcast and not have a soul listen to whatever the hell you're saying, because there's so many out there to listen to that you can listen to anybody else besides the person that's telling you to listen to them. But thing is, though, this was fun for me. It really was. I've been told many times that I have a voice for radio. Don't know if that's true, but I'll take their word for it. I've always been told I'm a funny man. Hopefully that has came through in my podcast. And I'm a very extremely judgmental person of myself. I judge me every fucking day to some other people. And the only people lower than myself on myself is homeless people. Seriously. But hopefully that too has came through in my podcast. Some serious stuff, some funny stuff, some not so funny stuff, whatever. But in 2 weeks, you won't have to worry about it. I will be an afterthought. I'll be a bookmark in the podcast history, that is. And you get to listen to somebody that you may really like other than myself. So, with that being said, this is your boy Roberto for the Black Hand Podcast. Please join me tomorrow and take pictures of stuff that you may or may not like. And I'll see you guys down the road. Just try to live in a world that we're living in. We need to be, especially now, all on one same page. Because, as I said before, if we don't work together, we will perish apart. And I meant that shit. And sure enough, I hate when I'm right. I really do. But you guys have a nice night. Have a nice week. Peace.